personally, it's never enough for me. Like, I'm not satisfied with what I've discovered about the power within, unity with God, and allowing that power or recognizing that power as God and allowing that power to work through me. I'm not satisfied with where I've arrived now. I want that power to grow. I want the full expression of God through me. I've done a lot of internal work. I'm nowhere near the person I used to be a few years back. I began sad and miserable. I decided to do something about it. I decided to figure out why was I sad and miserable. I discovered that it was because I had a wretched inner world, broken, distorted. And so I realized that my entire life, I have the notion that there was a power I could latch onto and it would make my life better. And this time I took absolute control to discover that power. I read a book. Fortunately, I found the right book for me. It was called The Power Within by Thomas Henry Hamlin. Perfect for my circumstances. And then I read the book a few times. The first time I read it, it just completely stunned me into a consciousness I have no words for, but it shook my inner being. I read it a few times more, and then the words really began to come alive and make more sense. The first time, I don't even know if I really understood any of it. The only part that I understood was that there was a power within me, and that's what shook me. And then subsequent reads, it really transformed me. Then I read other books to help me on this journey, and it led me to a place a few years later where I, more peaceful, more joyful, learning to love more. But I want to be love, and I want to completely shed my former self. I'm halfway there. I'm in this transition period, but I've done enough work to share what I was doing, but I'm not satisfied. Neither should you be. No one should be satisfied with where they are in life. You should aim to... The world is so vast. It's so limitless. The reason our lives are limited is because we think we live in a limited world. Well, that's not true. We live in a limitless world and we can achieve limitless things if only we break those limited mental and spiritual and emotional barriers. And I've been able to do that. My world has opened up vastly. I'm no longer that same person, but I want more. And I challenge you to want more. I challenge you to think, this cannot be it. There's more to me. I want you to give yourself grace to be more. I want you to deserve to give yourself more and the world around you. You deserve to give yourself more. And that's my challenge to you.